Hey, it's Matt Woolham here with Browns defensive end Emmanuel Ogba. Unfortunate loss last week to the Cincinnati Bengals, but I want to dive into the trifecta, the sack, the forced fumble, and the recovery. What was it like to get that yesterday?
It felt good getting to him finally, but yeah, most importantly, I was trying to go for that ball, trying to create a chain, you know, make something happen, but that's what I was doing the whole game.
Let's dive exactly into the play. So it's 2nd and 7 after a short run by the Bengals. Andy Dalton drops back to pass. Just walk us through the move. As you said, you reach out with your left hand, you know, knock the ball out of his hand, and then you see it on the ground, you jump on it. Walk us exactly through, because it seemed like it was all a little bit of a bull rush for you.
Yeah, so I got off the ball, and I tried to put my hands on the offensive lineman, so he knocked it down, so it kind of just turned into a bull. And so he kind of grabbed my face mask, and all of a sudden, and I saw the ball at the corner of my eye, so I just threw my hand out there and knocked it out. And I just saw the ball rolling, and I'm surprised nobody got on, so I just ran and just dove on it. So.
Awesome. Well, again, great play. And then I guess, is that really the ultimate, you know, for you, getting around the edge, getting your first sack, but to make the impact that you want to make in your second year for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, yeah, most important, you know, my goal this year is just get sacks, you know, help the team win games, even though we haven't won any games yet. But, you know, I think it's not going our way right now, but we just got to keep getting better.
Winning games is also why I believe Greg Williams was brought here to be the defensive coordinator. How has it been year one for you with Greg Williams as your coordinator and his expectations for you as a player?
Oh, it's been good. You know, he expects a lot out of us. Oh, he definitely gets on you, you know, if you're not doing something right. You know, he comes to you and says, hey, come on, I know you better than this.
Walk us through, for you personally, how much reassurance there is to have your hand on the ground, yeah, playing a true defensive end position like you did back in college, as opposed to kind of being back and forth between a two-point and a three-point stance in a 3-4 scheme.
It's definitely better. My whole life, I played my hand on the ground. It's good going back to that, you know, and rushing off the edge. You know, that's what I've been doing. That's my bread and butter. That's what I'm good at. So.
And the one thing that we could potentially get this week against the New York Jets is Myles Garrett, the number one overall pick, back in uniform. Fingers are crossed. How are you going to benefit from having him on the other side?
Oh, it's definitely going to boost everybody's morale up. He's going to create a lot of double teams. You know, they're going to have to pay attention to him. So somebody's got to get home. Somebody's got to be one-on-one. So.
And you hope it's you.
Yeah, there's a hope it's me.
Well, man, congratulations on the trifecta, and good luck against the Jets.
Thank you.